So I think I've kind of figured out some of this madness regarding the Rona virus, the Rona death virus. If we want to, we can call it Rona death virus Charlie Delta 7 Alpha. Yeah, I've been thinking about the Rona virus. And what if people involved in this lockdown that don't care, the people that don't care about wearing the mask or they're not really worried about taking the stamp of Bill Gates, getting the blue screen stamp. What if they think this is a reality show? Like, that's where they're at right now. That's the stage. It's almost like the Kubler-Ross stages of grieving is missing a step. Currently, it's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. But what if there's a stage before, for Kubler-Ross, before you get to, you know, maybe bargaining? I don't think I'd call it denial. Maybe it is technically denial, thinking everything is a reality TV show. But this is my theory, because I keep talking to people and it's like, listen, you have the Bill of Rights is gone. It's been gone for mostly gone since 9/11. What was left of it was shredded about 60 days ago. You're probably going to starve at some point this year. Most people will. I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. It doesn't have to be like that. You know, we don't have to starve. Famines are typically things that are caused by the government. But if you're going to like LARP the reality TV show called The Great COVID Dystopia, you're going to have a famine. But I just wonder, if there aren't a lot of people who look at this and say, well, shit, Dan, this isn't real. This is a TV show. Like, they're going to see bloated bodies and people killing each other. Probably they're going to get hungry and start slowly eating their insides through famine and hunger. And they're going to think that's not real. It'd be like, they'll just TikTok that. Like, look at me. I lost 60 pounds in 2 months. That's not good. Not good at all. And even at the camp, it'll be like, this can't be real. The camp can't be real. That's what they'll say at the camp. This can't be real, Dan. That old person I just saw beaten to death and left in the puddle. That's not real, Dan. That big guard that carries the baseball bat with the big old carpentry nails stuck through it. They call him Rona. That's not real, Dan. That Rona guy, he didn't just kill a guy by taking that baseball bat and beating him to death with it and shoving those nails into the person's skull. That was just a movie. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe a lot of people think this is just fucking reality TV. It's not real. It's not. Your Bill of Rights still exists. They are not forcing you into essentially house arrest, which is what this is. The Great Snow Day is collective house arrest for a lot of people. They're not basically treating you like total shit. You have to say to yourself, this isn't happening. If this is the America, quote unquote, this is the America I was born into. This is the America, supposedly, I was told about. This is the America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. No, this is the land of the prison camp and the slave and the protein slurry that will be $55.95 every Friday night at the Camp PX. Indeed, the camp will have a PX, and that's just a fancy military name for a kind of place where you can buy some kind of shit that will be probably, in this case, way overpriced because it'll be charged in camp credits. And you'll say, Dan, how can I get camp credits? Well, you get camp credits by working in the camp factory. And in the camp factory, you're going to make wallets and t-shirts, and you're going to make running shoes, and you're going to probably make a lot of shit and get paid pennies a day. Pennies a day. But if you allow the guard named Rona to meet you in the shower after 2100 hours, and you allow him to stick his rod into your exit, not your, you know, yeah, men have one. Well, we all have, yeah. If you allow that, he'll give you 4,000 credits so you can buy a Snickers bar at the Camp PX. This is reality, people. This isn't a TV show. And I think for a lot of people, it won't be real until at least they see people they love being taken away. Oh, your boyfriend tested positive for the Rona. How did he test positive? Oh, well, your ex-boyfriend gave us a phone call. And if you don't think shit like that's gonna happen, I'm sorry, folks. It will, absolutely. There's no question about this system being abused. There is not one thing the government has ever done in my lifetime as a temporary measure that was either temporary or unabused. It was always not temporary, which means it didn't go away, and it was always abused. Okay, all of these quote-unquote temporary powers are always abused. The wiretapping, the holding people in detention without any evidence, essentially the suspension of habeas corpus after 9/11 for a lot of people, including people who basically live within a couple hundred miles of the ocean, which is pretty much everybody that I know. And a lot of people. Yeah. So what do you do about them apples, people? It is not a reality TV show. It really isn't a joke. It's not funny. And I wish I could come out and say, well, isn't there a funny way we could talk about this? Not really. But on the other hand, I'm on YouTube posting a video about something that I know makes this whole video thing completely fucking irrelevant. Okay? I know that people who have alternative opinions are totally kept in a box. I know that that's simply the way things work now. So the idea that having any voice on any medium, anywhere, to include the quote-unquote, you know, the independent ones, Gab AI and Steemit and DTube and shit like that, I have gone to all those places, and it is the same fucking wretched digital ghetto everywhere. Same ghetto. Same digital ghetto. And for those of us, for you who are podcast listeners, if you hear the crackly noise of a bag, it's a volcano bag. And I'm just telling you the way it is. This is reality. There's a crackly noise in the audio. That's a volcano bag. Oh my God, Dan. Why can't you do it without that? I don't care. I don't know that I could ever make a living doing this, but I had this brief hope that I could get to enough revenue to pay for food, water, and shelter. And then this whole fucking COVID thing hit, and it was just another reminder to all of us, including myself, that there is no form of human expression that will not go unpunished at this point in human history. No matter how banal, no matter how silly, even a 50-year-old man with a fucking crazy-ass scraggly beard and scrumbus hands and all kinds of fucking issues with strange keyboard music, none of it can go without control, because God forbid any idea that is not justified, that is not protected, that was not created by the state, God forbid those ideas get introduced in anyone's mind, no matter how silly. This is not a reality TV show. This is something that a lot of people haven't quite come to grips with yet, but they're going to have to. This is something called reality.